A crowd cheered as trading kicked off in downtown Yangon yesterday. The city's brand new stock exchange illustrates the country's drive to energize its economy following the election of Aung San Suu Kyi's pro-democracy party last month. Myanmar finally leaves the tiny club of nations without a functioning stock exchange, and the country's business elite are celebrating the news accordingly. The head of Myanmar's Securities and Exchange Commission, Maung Maung Thein, said it marked a great day for the country and that he could now proudly proclaim to the world that Myanmar is no longer a backward nation. But will the change have a significant impact on the country's economy? So far, only one firm, First Myanmar Investment, is listed on the market, and the bourse is currently restricted to domestic investors only. But Ben Southwood from the Adam Smith Institute in London says trading can take off fast.
You get takeoff pretty quickly. When you have a decent number of informed traders, then you start pricing in not just what is expected to happen in the next 6 months or what assets and sales companies have already made, but also what is expected to happen over the next 15, 20 years. And what we've seen across other Southeast Asian countries is as soon as they start implementing some market reforms, basically, like Vietnam is a great example. They have the capacity to grow very quickly. They can sustain quite a lot of cooperation, trade, good institutions, and so on. And I'd expect that Myanmar would be quite similar. So my prediction would be that in a year, certainly, you'll have quite high trading volumes, quite a lot of stock market capitalization on the index. I'm quite hopeful.
One Burmese tycoon, Serge Pun, who runs First Myanmar Investment, said the stock exchange will help companies in Myanmar access vital capital to develop their activity. But in a country where a quarter of the population lives below the poverty line, the big question is whether the financial activity will trickle down to ordinary Burmese people. A boost in investment could increase the country's production, which in the long term could increase wages, as Ben Southwood explains.
I think it will definitely impact the Burmese economy as a whole quite quickly. Now, whether it will turn into higher wages for the average citizen is less clear. I think what the evidence we have seems to be that stock markets aren't just a sideshow. They're not just a place where you place bets, although they are a place where you place bets. But the bets have real impact. So when you invest more heavily in a company, when its stock market capitalization rises, that money isn't just numbers on a page. It actually turns into real investment. And when you get that real investment in countries, that's what, in the long run, can lead to higher productivity, and higher productivity means higher wages. So I think that there will be ripple effects, and I think it will eventually lead to higher wages for the average person. But it's not obvious that that will happen right away. That's going to be a process.
Myanmar is still one of the poorest countries in Southeast Asia, but the country boasts abundant natural resources, such as industrial minerals and natural gas, and is well positioned between India and China. Its semi-civilian leaders have spent the last 5 years trying to transform a state-controlled economy into a vibrant free market. A series of reforms have already started to open up the economy and attract much-needed foreign investors. When it takes office next week, it will be up to Aung San Suu Kyi's new government to continue with the market reforms and bring Myanmar into a new economic era.